This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And there was a thing taught called asceticism, where people were taught that certain foods were wrong to eat, and therefore you were holier, you were more spiritual if you only ate certain foods. And Paul blows that out of the water when he says in verse 4, "For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated or made holy by the word of God and prayer." I want to give you a new insight today. When you pray for your food, if you do that, some of you do and some of you don't. I know in a group any size of people that don't pray over their meals. You're not just saying, "God, we thank you for the food." You are saying, "God, we consecrate this food. We make it holy by praying over it." And that's really a spiritual dynamic that happens when a family, when people pray over a meal. Have you ever read some of the contents of some of the things you eat at restaurants? You need to pray. You really do need to pray. Some of you know who Tim Hawkins is, the Christian comedian, who says every time he eats Cheetos, he prays, "Lord, change these to carrots before they reach my stomach. Change these Cheetos to carrots." It doesn't work that way. He has to pay the price of eating the Cheetos. And this is what I find intriguing. Verse 6 blows me away as a minister. "If you point these things out to the brothers and sisters, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, brought up in the truths of the faith and of the good teaching that you have followed." That makes you a good minister, is pointing out the truth that there is a demonic influence in the world, and you better be aware of it. Everything is spirit-driven in our culture, behind every teacher, behind every preacher, behind every author, musician, songwriter. There is a spirit, and either it is a spirit that's holy or it's an unholy spirit, as narrow-minded as that may sound. What's it mean in verse 7? Some of you were wondering, what's he talking about? "Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly." Did you ever grow up believing something that you found out wasn't true? Like maybe it was an adage your parents used? I tell this out of embarrassment, but some of you heard me tell it, but I really believe that. When my mother told me that when I was in high school, that if I put on a wrinkled shirt, she said, "You don't have to worry about it. Your body heat will iron the shirt for you. By the time you get to school, your shirt will be ironed." You know what? I believed her. So I went to college. I never ironed my, because my body heat ironed the shirts. And Annie can tell you, this is true. I told Annie when either we were first married or right before, I said, "I don't need to iron my shirts because my body heat will iron them." She said, "Who in the world told you that?" I said, "My mother." She said, "That's not true." We all believe things that perhaps in life that we thought were true, but they're not. And the worst type of error like that is spiritual error. Some of you may be a little offended by verse 8 that says physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. He wasn't slamming exercise and working out and physical training. He was saying, just remember, training for godliness has its eternal component to it. What good is it? And I really mean this. This is not just a sarcastic statement. What good is it if you die healthy? Think about that phrase. You die healthy. In other words, you were healthy right up until the day you died and you took your last breath and people were able to say at your funeral, "He died a healthy man, she died a healthy woman," but you died and had to face eternity. What matters is what you believe. What matters in the one you believe in, Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live."
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.